Why did you leave Rangers? What was the reason behind?
It was a strange one, eh? And it's however much I had a great association with the club, and I still do. It was a disappointing way to go in the end, and the fact that we won the double that year, uh-huh. I played 40 games that season or something. We actually won it here, but the transition to moving was hard because I'd went back pre-season off the back of winning the double. I had worked so hard all summer to be as fit as I possibly could. I was 25, 26. Felt like I was just starting to
hit my peak.
Uh-huh. And at a club like Rangers, knowing that my salary compared to some of the top boys, I still had a wee bit to go.
Right.
So I thought that offer was potentially going to be in the pipeline.
Uh-huh.
And it just so happened that through the grapevine, whether it's true or no, I didn't know, but there was meant to be a list of players that were available for sale, basically all the top players that people could buy. Because
uh-huh.
Obviously you're not going to make a list of players that weren't worth any money as such, but the ones that were sellable assets were supposedly on the list of clubs in England that these players are for sale, and if you want them, this is the premium that you're going to have to pay.
Mm-hmm.
Sadly for me, that group of players, all that young group that signed, Naismiths, Whitties, myself, obviously, when they signed, because I signed in January, I signed a 4.5 year deal, they signed a 5 year deal in the summer.
Right.
So it just so happened that I only had 1 year left on my contract, they all had two.
Right.
So it put me in a more vulnerable, well, the club in a more vulnerable position with me as such.
Because you could leave for a free.
Because I could obviously leave for free. Uh-huh. So, sadly for me, the circumstances probably dictated that Rangers were quite happy to sell me, in the respect that they couldn't offer me a contract that they knew I would sign.
Uh-huh.
Me thinking, why are they no? But the grapevine, obviously, a year later, they went into administration, so that's probably why they couldn't offer me
that sort of money that
uh-huh. I felt as though I probably deserved at the time. So, I hummed and hawed, and I wasn't that keen on leaving. Do you know what I mean? Although Gordon was begging me to go, and do you know what I mean? Come up to town to meet us, and that took us for lunch in the Balmoral, and that. And he was good to us, and he was a manager that I had huge respect for. Spoke to Bruni, and Bruni told me he was the best. So, it was a hard one, and the money that they were offering me gave me security as such for life. So I was in a difficult predicament. That should I go for it? Because I've already had two bad injuries. I've only got a year to go. What if I get injured after 3 or 4 months?
Then nobody might take you. Huh?
Exactly, do you know what I mean?
So, are the Scottish players going down as well? Like, Robbo went down, didn't he? Did that have...
It put me off a wee bit, to be honest.
Really? Why?
Nah, in the respect that I thought, and it's no crystal ball you think you can write, I just thought that it's always hard to go to a new club and sign so many players. And I knew nothing about the Championship. Nothing, to be honest.
Did any of the boys that were going down
really? I wouldn't have thought so anyway. Obviously, you've seen it on the telly or whatever. You know the teams, of course you do, but the actual standard of footy or whatever, we never knew that much about it. And I think the way Gordon done it, he having a basis, a huge squad, massive budget squad, Meadows and all that, kind of like talking 50, 60 grand a week, boys, eh? I think Boydie was
claiming.
He
enjoyed himself, Meadows, didn't he?
aye, he was well fed up. Like. So I think Gordon, in the respect, still had a huge wage bill and well backed to bring obviously the Scottish boys in, but it was a small wage bill to probably what he was trying to have to cut off it, if you know what I mean. And don't get me wrong, the wage bill that was still spent should have warranted us achieving more at Middlesbrough. But I think the way he done it and tried to get a big influx of 10, 12 players straight away, winners or no winners, it was never going to happen straight away.
Uh-huh.
And sadly, down there, the chairman's kind of business plan is such that I'll throw money at you. If there's success, I'll keep on throwing it at you.
Uh-huh.
As soon as there's no success and it doesn't start off well, I want the money back.
Did you feel like the boys let him down, the Scottish boys particularly?
Probably, he had a far better relationship with like Mix and that and boys like that compared to me, because I had obviously tried to sign me a few times. He had come up against me as opposition, as an obviously opposition manager, but I'd never really worked under him before.
Uh-huh.
So I would say that they probably felt like they let him down. I hardly played under him, so I didn't feel like I let him down in the respect. He did text me to say that I got him the sack when I left, because I broke my leg after the second game, and he was begging me to get back playing, obviously, because I had a really good pre-season, and he built his team around me as such.
Uh-huh.
And then obviously Willow Flood dislocated his knee first game of the season. I broke my leg second game of the season. Gary O'Neill, who you'll obviously know, the boy that's at Portsmouth and that, good player.
Uh-huh.
He was good player, but ripping his tights, he wouldn't play at times.
Right.
So he, all of a sudden, his midfield four that he was building at pre-season that were starting to look quite compatible as such. Nicky Bailey joined for scoring a lot of goals at Charlton. And all of a sudden you had quite a strong midfield four. Boys like Barry Robbo probably wouldn't have got a game in that team to start with.
And then
ended up being his main boy, aye. So
do you think, if you never broke your leg and you had all your injuries, do you think you could have went
I felt.
What did you think of the championship? Because it gets everyone thinks.
I thought it was average, mate, to be honest. I thought it was. I thought when my debut against Ipswich, I thought I was the best player on the pitch. And I genuinely believe that. But I played against Grant Lidbetter, but they couldn't get the ball off us. Yeah, they beat us 3-1. Uh-huh. Yeah, I run circles round them as such in the first half. Do you know what I mean? I was physically stronger, fitter. Do you know what I mean? If they wanted to get tight, I could play past them. But I never ever got one run in my career doing there. Six games in a row was the most I played. Yeah, if you asked a Middlesbrough fan, I would probably be in their worst signings easily. Uh-huh. But in reality, when I look at the first season, I played 17 games with a broken leg. Uh-huh. I only played 19 games that game. I was there for 2.5 years. I played 56 games, which isn't too bad for considering it took 18 months to get my leg fixed. And then I look back at some of the games that I did play for Middlesbrough, although I did, same again, I had some poor ones, but I went to West Ham and played on the live on the telly Friday night, played really well. Blackburn, live on the telly Friday night, beat them, I think, 2-1, 3-1 or whatever. Yeah. Hull, Derbys, you know what I mean, played against Leeds. Played in games off the top of my cuff, went to Cardiff when they were pushing, when they had Bellamy's and Boffroy's playing up front, we beat them 3-0 in Cardiff, live on the telly. So off the tip of my tongue, I think of games, and I was as good as anyone on that pitch. But whenever I played well, they were like, oh, now all of a sudden we're seeing him. Yeah, 6 weeks later I'd be out again for 6 weeks, so I was bloody injured again. Uh-huh. So I never ever got a fair crack at the whip as such to show people what I could do.